Thank you very much. Okay. Are we going to proceed to vote now, or are we going to hear from all the candidates and then vote? What's your pleasure? Does anybody have a preference? If not, I'll just go on to the next speeches. George?
Can we vote on each committee separately?
Of course we do.
Okay. All right. Joseph, do you want to distribute the ballots? We have Deb, Nancy, and Teresa. Would you explain how we are supposed to know what we're doing?
Okay. Well, we just did this last week. Last month. Or a couple weeks ago. In any case, so you simply mark an X in there and under column 1 for your first choice, column 2 for your second choice, column 3 for your third choice, and you can mark all three choices. You don't have to mark all three. If you want to choose one, two candidates if you wish, or you can choose all three if you want to rank them. Right now, let's see, we have all the candidates.
In order, Deb is A, Nancy B, Teresa C.
Okay. So the first thing I'm going to do is give everybody a ballot. We're going to choose candidates and match them to letters after. I've looked at giving the ballots out so everybody can verify the ballots are not marked in any way, shape, or form.
Thank you.
There's 10 signatures. Or is that a ballot number? I got you.
Okay.
You can relink with the chair.
Is there anybody who has not received a ballot? Okay. And first order of business here. I'll leave that sitting right there. Okay, so first thing I need to do, you know something? I don't have a coin. I was just going to pick a coin or something. Anybody pick a random person out of three?
I don't have a coin. What? Nickel or dimes?
In effect, I've already created and created some minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
I didn't see that.
Heads is 1, tails is 2. The result is 2, A, B, C. There's 2 tails on
Marsh.
Heads is 1, tails is 2. I'm going to flip 2 coins at the same time.
He knows it on programming.
And then if it's
what am I trying to do here? One.
I know. I wish I had a die. That would really help. So I'm going to do George.
No. I'm not going to feel like
so. Sorry.
No.
Teresa Allen.
Teresa Devlin.
Deb and Nancy. So it's 2, 3. That's it. 2, 3, and 4. Those are the 3 possibilities. So,
did you just? Did
2, 3, and what?
Are we?
Okay.
I don't know. He keeps moving. He won't. He won't tell me anything. He just keeps moving.
I think he needs 2.
2 tails is 4. 4 is Nancy. Will be 8.
Nancy's A.
Now it's easy. I can just flip a coin. So Deb will be A. Or heads.
Well, how can Deb be A and Nancy be A?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do these. The next choice is going to be Deb.
At 5 in the morning.
Otherwise,
it would be C. This is bullshit. From here on out. You know, if you go through this or this night. The order in which they come up on the alphabet.
She was going to be B. You're actually going to be C.
Deb is C.
Nancy is what?
Deb is Nancy's first. She's the one, number one. Teresa, then me, then Deb.
Teresa.
Okay.
So your name?
Nancy.
Your name?
No, Nancy.
B.
You got B. You're gonna mess up your own
votes,
Nancy. She's sabotaging
the
whole set.
I'm very confused now.
I'm totally confused.
Okay, well I'm
totally convinced this don't make any sense to me.
Look.
So
You can now mark your ballot.
Nancy, you are A. If that's a
Cliff.
Who's
Nancy
B?
Is A.
Teresa Allen is choice B. What? Deborah is choice C.
Nancy is
I
A.
I thought you said I was one.
No, Nancy.
One means your first preference. The letter means the person.
Yeah. So first,
that's what
one, your first preference.
Okay, can I have another one of these, or you tell me how to scratch it out?
Just to inform them how to scratch.
Me too.
You already messed up your ballot?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, you already messed up my head.
I have two ballots. Can we bring your ballot back?
So the candidate we want is going to be under, John Warren is going to be under ABC?
No.
That's the name of the candidate.
Ballot so that they're clearly marked as being.
Answer this question now. The name of the person is A, B, and C.
C. Okay.
The order is 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. Now I understand.
Okay. So, your choices?
I don't know.
Your first choice in column 1, your second choice in column 2, your third choice in column 3. You only have to choose as many as you wish. A is Nancy. B is Teresa Allen. C is Deb.
Can we collect these ballots now?
Let him do his job.
Anybody not voted yet? Has everybody
voted? Nobody missed one.
The one person I hadn't voted is me.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I should vote.
Let me see that paper again.
So I have my vote.
Get some pizza.
And the box is currently empty. So I can see that.
Sure. Y'all need to let the election supervisor do what the election supervisor.
These two people.
This
dumbass
is
three.
Why are
you
doing
no for this?
Why is it so
crazy? Yours in there?
Four. Five. Six.
Hanging chair.
Yeah, well, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
His belly lower the box.
In the
hole,
so he
can't
qualify. Yeah. It's too hot to go.
Eight.
Went up to vote.
Just this is what confuses the man. Just let things roll. Don't try to get too far ahead of him. Let him fuck us, you know. Everybody pulling at him, telling him what to do. That's why you precinct judge, you know. You don't say nothing to me when I'm doing this, right? I'm the precinct judge. Leave me alone.
Ballots.
I can
ballots.
Okay.
I'm going to do a quick calculation here. Perfect. To get thresholds, one thing I need to know.
I need to see you before you leave.
Okay.
The precinct one.
19 right? Votes.
Mormon.
19 ballot votes.
Mormon is your precinct commissioner.
Two seats.
I believe that. There's a lot at stake here, though. Six. Yeah. You don't need to see me.
You know what I wanted. I thought you'd hear that Franco.
Yeah. No.
Not
enough.
I want to make sure Rodney don't get it.
Provided they're all ballots. If any of them are blank, that's considered in my vote.
Okay.
Don, I'm just going to set them all out here on the floor. And we're just going to have A, B, and C.
All right.
I'm yielding back the chairpersonship to Dwayne Lark. I'll be right back.
A. I need a table.
A.
He generally make pictures of it.
B.
Sorry. With his camera.
Need a table.
Oh, yeah.
C.
Okay.
That on the knees.
Oh, this is corrupt.
A.
Yes. A. C.
Well, we know the first round, don't we?
All the ballots were valid. That is 19 over 3, which is 6 plus 1 is 7 for court for official. Okay, so Nancy was elected on the first round, so we need to transfer her votes. Her votes are going to be transferred. If 7 was needed, or she received 12 votes. So there's going to be 5 12ths each. Okay, and I'll let's go ahead and mark each one. And this one goes to C. Yes. Okay. C. B. I'm going to put them in the second column.
Yeah.
Goes to C. That is goes to expended. Goes to C. This goes to expended. This goes to B. This goes to C. To C. Goes to C. The fractional value.
Oh.
And this is expended.
Right.
Okay, so this is 1, 2,
that's the threshold.
And 10 twelfths.
Yep.
This is 2 and 10 twelfths. This is now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times 5 is 35, 12. 12.
It's just short of 3 votes.
Well, it would, so it's just short of 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2. That gives, this will be 7 and 11 twelfths. Therefore, C has met threshold, and C is elected. So the winning candidates are Nancy and Deborah.
Madam Secretary, the report is that Nancy Sabrina-Tomey is on the first round, and subsequent winner is the Shapto.
You know, she got eliminated in the first one, and the second one was just C. So, I don't know. It didn't count.
Where's your list?
All right. Okay.
We've got to do programming.
All right.
We have to do governance and programming.
Okay, governor.
Okay, so
who's the candidate?
For which one?
Governor.
Nancy, Don, and George.
And for programming?
That's okay. For governance.
Governor.
Who are the candidates?
Nancy.
You're just doing national committee.
Don. Nancy.
Me neither.
Who?
Don and George.
Okay. As the election supervisor is readying the ballots, I'd like to take the opportunity for the three candidates to have statement, starting with George, then Don, then Nancy. This is the governance committee of the PNB. Three candidates, two spots, right? Okay. Starting 1 minute, George.
Well, I've been the chair of the governance committee whenever I've been on the PNB. I do the job well. The reason I want to continue to do the job is that I've been able to run it in a way that the political tensions, which come up to the fractionalized board, can get resolved in a rational manner. The people actually appreciate the governance committee meetings and say so. And I think it's really important that we continue that process. There are some particular things that I want to see get handled, but mostly it's that
here's
the rift so we can begin to speak to each other out of good feelings and rationality.
Still got 20 seconds left.
That wasn't a
new one. No. I gave you a 30-second warning, so.
I always lost this one.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Well,
you
vote for me. Vote for me. Vote for me. How about that?
Just like a politician. All right. Don.
Thank you. I'm very interested in the governance of KPFT and every other institution in the world that's always away from there because I feel that democracy needs to be, real democracy needs to be expanded and preserved, especially at Pacifica and KPFT. And many of you have heard my crackpot ideas and concerns about the current organization of this board.
30 seconds remain.
And the way, thank you, and the way that their conflict of interest is built into it. I've been told that changes can only be made at the national level, and so I would like to, in this way, have some portion of the year at the national board. Thank you.
Very good. Nancy.
I love governance. I've been the secretary for the last year, maybe a little bit more. The last motion that I put on didn't get to it yet, but that it did get on the agenda. And it answers Jerry's question. In the bylaws, it says P&D directors have unfettered rights for inspection of financial documents. But it's very vague about usual LSB. So I move that we also, those on the finance and audit committees, be able to see financial documents too. And only one out of the whole group said no. Everybody else said yes. Let's put this on the agenda. So we'll see what happens.
Very good. Both of you did it under time. All of y'all did it under time. I believe the ballots are ready. The ballots are being passed out. Your candidates for the governance representation from the local station board to the is Nancy, Don, and George. I don't believe we've been given an order yet, but the ballots are being passed out. And so the next one up.
Thank you so much.
I want you to be thinking about that, Madam Secretary. Which is the next one up?
Programming.
Okay, we'll be dealing with programming coming up. And Ted is out of the room for his vote, so I don't.
Please don't mark any ballots yet.
Right.
Why?
Yes, sir.
Is it allowed in the interest of time that we could just take them in the order that they have been presented as candidates instead of flipping coins and all that?
Randomizing is always considered a greater democratic process.
Say again?
Randomizing is always...
If none of the candidates object, can we just have them in the order that they've already been announced?
Okay, I hear no objections. We'll see how that works. I think you might want the election supervisor to know your suggestion, though. There is an objection.
Yeah,
well,
Don.
Well, let's hear your objection.
No, Don. Don.
Oh,
he said no. Don.
Oh, Don, object.
I'm just trying to save a minute.
Well, isn't it? Okay. We just gone through all this. I'm sure we can handle
blanks.
Actually, I can do this much faster this time, so we already have it figured out.
But that somebody said.
they thought you just call out the names in order which they were put for.
I think that let him do it the way he wants.
I agree. He's the election supervisor.
Okay.
Let me tell
you. I
yeah, is that like a... It's just funny. Joseph's always doing it. Like, even though he's not secretary now, it's some reason he's always doing it.
Eight,
He's good at it.
And he apparently enjoys it. I wouldn't want to do it, so. I don't think anybody else wants to do it.
To be honest with you, I don't fully understand fractions and everything in his watch.
Most of us do.
I know.
He has become a student of
it. Listed persons of its head, she will be B. And its tail, she will be C.
Nancy is A.
She will be C.
C.
Okay, let him finish and he'll give us the order.
Nancy is C.
Let him tell us. That way we're not telling each other the wrong stuff.
A is Don. B is George. C is Nancy. Did I screw this one up?
Just leave it. Hang it right there for a few minutes, okay?
I do want you to initial that real quick before you make this.
Okay.
I'm going to turn that in with a result. I'm trying to find some way to make it a little more careful.
Hold it up again.
And this is programming?
This is governance.
Governance. Next program.
Just initial where your name is.
She's got them right this time.
Yeah.
All right, we're governance now. And show him the order of the governance, please. We need your vote.
For governance. So, everybody, you can go ahead and start marking your ballots if you want.
Let me have that.
This?
He's the only one who hasn't seen.
Okay, A will be Don, B is George, C is Nancy.
You might want to go ahead and mark your ballot.
Expedite.
Okay, my bell is marked and put in the box. So we don't have to worry about me anymore.
Nancy,
anybody not Nancy, you?
Are we ready? I don't really think we need the whole thing.
No, we don't. It's too encompassing. Get it in there.
Just make sure you show me you're putting in one ballot, and I'm real happy with that. That's all we really need to do.
No, man, I come from the land of LBJ. Vote many times.
Well, there's some traditions I'm trying not to keep.
Huey Long. It was LBJ that led dead people.
That's right.
Okay. Let me get it straight. Well, he's impartial. He's impartial.
And he's okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to do the exact same thing I did last time, A, B, and C.
Wow.
So, this ballot, first mark is
excitement.
For A.
That's almost like the New Hampshire.
First mark for A. First mark for B.
Hillary.
First mark for A.
I'm a Hillary man.
You are wrong.
This is
going to burn. I'm just surprised he's young. I'm so excited about the way it went.
It's great. It's his policy.
I don't think
America's going to go for a black guy.
Oh.
If he was a socialist, they wouldn't have.
You might as well vote for the ideology, voting for the Democratic or Republican Party.
C.
Well, I think it's a difference.
I don't think it's any difference. They all do the same thing. Screw me.
C.
Yeah, I tell you what.
C.
I'm glad I'm not one of them to hear that.
Well, why don't you vote for the ideology? Close the ideology comes to mind. I vote for Bernie.
Republicans have control of the Justice Department. They don't go after Republicans, I tell you that.
What?
When Democrats got control of the Justice Department, they go after everybody.
Okay, so let me count.
It's no difference. It's no difference. Except that we know when the Republicans are in control, everybody's going to go to jail and in trouble. When the Democrats are in control, right. I mean, it is a difference.
Everybody's
people want to control the county. The Republicans got control of this county. That's the Democrats who control this county. Won't have so many people going to prison. It's a difference.
You're going to check out the microphone.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Where do we
invade? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The candidate B wins with 7 votes. Is it declared a official winner? Both candidates A and C currently have 6 votes each.
Can it get any closer?
So we transfer from B to the second vote. So actually, we can't because it's exactly 0.
Uh-oh.
In fact, the threshold, there's nothing to transfer.
Uh-oh.
We
got a log jam.
Either flip a coin or...
Yeah.
That's Joe in the case.
Okay, so it's either going to be Don and Nancy.
Or have someone vote.
Wait, why is it having a transfer?
Why can't we vote? You don't vote again?
No, nobody won the first round.
But why is there nothing to transfer?
Because the threshold was 7. George received 7 votes. Therefore, the total amount of votes that is removed from his count
threshold.
Therefore, 0 votes are left to transfer.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we, like, transfer it anyways?
No, that would be illegal. Against the principle. It's called, even in the book it says, do a coin flip.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
I hate to add this complication. But we did actually change the bylaws so that you count the second place votes when there's a tie.
I think we should do that. It makes more sense.
Who has the most second place votes would win.
Is that bylaw? Well, is that bylaw codified? Because
yes,
when I look at the bylaws here,
yes,
I don't see that.
Well, if you like, I'll bring it up. But it was on the bylaws as they were published.
Well, are there any objections to accepting this alternative?
Where is that?
I don't.
Because you don't object? Let's deal with the candidates first. There's a proposal that the simple measure that I understood, according to the person who started STB and all the other information that we've gleaned from the Internet, says in this case, you do a coin flip because that's the simplest and fairest method by which everybody can see and identify its chance. So there's no hanky-panky that can be going into it. But George has suggested that there's been a change in the PNB bylaws that would... I have not read it either. So that's the only problem we have with these changes. We don't put them and correct them and get new files.
They are in the
that's the problem.
Give me a minute.
Okay. I'll give you a minute.
Well, the bottom line is I disagree with what you just said, Duane, in that whether it's the fair... Stop. Whether it's the fairest, I mean, those votes that... were recorded that have not been given. That the fairest is to
you arguing with the man who wrote the book, not
point
with me.
Of order, please.
The man who
don't
wrote
argue.
The book says you should do a coin flip.
Point of order. It is very unpleasant to listen to the arguing.
Oh, this is just loud.
Your point is well taken.
Well, sometimes you probably would have to excuse yourself from arguing, but in this case, this is not an argument. It's a discussion. And the fact is we have two competing views. And the two competing views are that you do a coin flip, which we would have... this thing would have been over now if we just done the coin flip.
Can I have an argument about this.
I understand the coin flip. I'm not sure what it means to look at all the...
second place.
All the second place votes.
That would mean
really what we would be doing is taking... in a sense, looking at it doesn't seem
on right. The face of it, I don't see why that change would have been made.
Have you found it, George?
Give me a minute.
I can't think of any terms of surplus.
We ought to be able to
We look at George's votes again.
What we call that now? Pacifica Radio? But I'm saying
foundation. But the C's are all the first places for C in that row, and the A's in that row are all the first places for A. So I think the coin toss is just simple.
They're just having a discussion. I'm trying to find the facts
here. I'm trying to get
well, give me a point of order and I'll acknowledge it. Do you have a point of order?
Yes.
Go ahead.
We have here the two candidates agree to free the coin or not. Because we are wasting it.
I agree.
If the two candidates, the bylaw amendment that he's talking about, I never saw.
Is there any objections of the two candidates to flip a coin?
I have an objection.
Are you a candidate?
No, I'm not a candidate.
Okay, what I want to deal with is whether or not the two candidates who are involved in this, because it's their priority. Do any of the two candidates have an objection to a coin flip?
Can I explain an alternative system?
Okay.
An alternative system would be to look at to take each vote on each ballot as an approval indication, ignore the rankings 1, 2, and 3, and look at, like if somebody put in all three, they were saying they approve of all the nominees, or if they just put down 2, 1, and 2, then they approve of those two. But, you know, we'd have to redo the whole thing on the approval system to do that, so that won't work either. Sorry.
How about another election?
No, I don't think we're going to go through. Yes, ma'am.
What I wanted to say was that whatever is the rule that we've made is the way we have to do it. However, the reason for doing the votes out, you know, counting all the second place votes, is because one of the candidates who remains may be a favorite of the majority of people. And that flipping a coin overlooks that entirely and eliminates the second place choice,
right,
which is not a great idea. Otherwise, when you flip a coin for the second place, what you're doing is saying that you only get one choice on the ballot and taking the two top. And the reason for doing this complicated voting system is because it has been shown to be more indicative of the real preference of the entire group. Now, that notwithstanding, if the bylaw isn't there, if you can't find it, we do what they said before.
And then once we find it, we actually know that it's there and we'll use it from here on out. But holding this up for this, it's just...
Maybe we can move on to do the program.
I found it, I think.
Okay. Okay.
It's under Article 15, Voting Methods, Section 1. Unless otherwise expressly provided in these bylaws, all elections by the members, delegates, directors, and LSBs shall be conducted by single transferable voting method where there is more than one seat or position to be filled, and by the instant runoff voting method where there is only one seat or position to be filled. In any phase of evaluating IRV results, in the event of a tie, the next tier of choices are evaluated until the tie is resolved. If tied on the first place votes, add up the second choice votes, and so on. If it says it, but if, it should be
right,
if,
right.
It, this does not resolve the tie, the winner will be selected by lot, flipping a coin, or other agreed upon method of chance. But we haven't done the second choice votes and so on. That's what that is right there.
That's what he was referring to. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our point of information, so does that include the second place vote?
Just a moment, please.
So does that include the second?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry.
Then, if I didn't understand wrong, all the ballots will be counted again and see come from these two candidates who
got
have
the second place.
Yeah,
second
place
vote.
Right? That's
okay.
So that includes the votes that were for George too.
Mm-hmm.
All of them have to be counted.
All
the second place. Okay.
Yep.
Fine.
Okay. I wanted to.
Okay. Well, we got it codified. Okay. That's the advantage of having a 2012 print as opposed to we having a 09 print of the bylaws.
Except it's going to be for second choice.
Okay.
And we'll see how that comes out and see who gives a preference to either A or C.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
And it will be closer to the desire of the body.
Nancy,
and
you're not in this, right?
What you do with your hands?
I'm one of the candidates.
Okay.
I bet you get second place.
And somebody who's not involved.
Right, that's what I was trying to get, but
help him out.
I don't think nobody wants to. He's so trustworthy.
You gonna help?
Yeah.
I can push his table aside. You're gonna walk all the way around.
Well, that's true. She should have came right in the middle there.
There you go. The baby could be
used.
She made it.
From this meeting, and I'm going to get my CO, my anti-racism report in.
Huh?
Do you want that?
Sure.
I don't think
so. Yeah, later.
Can we go straight to the ARDC?
If there's no objection, you move that out of order.
Okay, second choice is A. And lastly, second choice is A. So, we have a clear majority for A.
Okay,
second choice.
Everybody's second favorite Beatle.
Now, I'm just telling you, you got the order.
That only gets added as a fraction, however, right?
Well, I think this is a completely separate count.
They were even before that.
There's no transfer.
There's no transfer, but that's a separate count. You're only looking at second.
We've already established there's one. All we're really doing is getting a runoff.
Looking at second.
Result. And clearly, seven, there's 11, 11 seconds. There's 3 seconds for George and 3 seconds for Nancy.
So what's the result?
Don would be the second.
Okay.
So there's two, George and Don.
George and Don, Madam Secretary.
She put them in different places.
Madam Secretary, Mr. Supervisor, will you announce the winners?
Announce the winners will be winner A, Don, and winner B, George.
All right. Now we're going to programming committee.
Well, we had archives.
Archives is never a challenge. Nobody's going to challenge for that.
Unlimited?
Yes.
Just give somebody.
We'll just appoint someone to that. But right now, I want to go to.
I will serve on archives.
Okay.
And so
what? Programming. Let's pencil it in for the secretary. Archives is Teresa Allen.
Yeah, Teresa left the room.
And Ted. Okay, as he's preparing.
What is archives again?
Teresa and Ted.
Okay, for programming, we got two candidates.
No, three. Nancy and Teresa.
All right, Hank, Nancy, and Teresa. Nancy, you sure are going to be busy. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, 1 minute. Opening statement. And.
Can I ask a question before we begin? The three candidates that are running for Spanish language programming, is that Nancy, Don, and George?
No, 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 no. Spanish programming. Okay? Spanish programming.
No, there's an unlimited for the Spanish programming task force.
So it's not limited? Is that what we're saying? It's not limited?
It's not limited.
The last election that we have is this one. The others are task forces and are not. Limited.
Okay. This is the last limited election. Hank, Nancy, and Teresa. So, why don't we go with Nancy?
Oh, no, let Pat go.
Huh?
I pass. Let somebody else
go. Okay. Teresa?
I would just like to say that I try to focus my efforts on the local. I have worked pretty much on development and outreach and MSRC. On the national this year, I would like to concentrate on programming. And since you did not select me to elections, I think that I would devote a lot of time to it. I also have served as the secretary for affiliate task force for as long as they needed a secretary, so I would like to serve on that and also archives. And I think I've been very productive on those two task forces. So. I think that programming would be a good place for my skill set and my passion.
Mr. Chair, I withdraw.
Uh-oh.
We have two experienced persons here that want to be involved, but that's fine.
Well, the chair certainly would accept Hank's withdrawal to expedite this effort. Let's give Hank a hand for expediting, because we're already up against needing an extension in this meeting, and I'm entertaining that extension now. Yes.
What we need, I know that we. To that, please, the people that want to be in the task forces, mention it now, then we can send them to there.
Yes. In fact, I would rather.
Affiliates.
Do you,
I nominate. myself or affiliates.
You don't need to. Okay. Anissa and Nancy. Mm-hmm. Who else?
Teresa.
Write that down.
This is for affiliates?
Yeah, the affiliates.
I think George said he wanted to be on it.
On affiliates?
On affiliates, I think.
No. Okay.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Let.
I have Anissa, Nancy, Teresa, and Susie. Who else?
That's it.
V. V is... Okay.
All right. Now, what's next?
Who?
Archives.
Archives.
Okay, archives. Who wants to volunteer for archives?
Ted and Teresa.
Yeah. Ted and Teresa. Okay, archives. It's open.
Anyone
else? Okay, next. Okay, Anissa. Archives. Next.
Nobody else? Three?
No, next. We got three people.
Spanish language programming.
And that's open as well.
Spanish language programming.
Who wants to be there?
Well, I was going to be for 12
times. I'll be.
So that makes me.
There are three task forces.
ISA.
There are three.
You can do it.
I'll get it. Archives and Spanish. 3 hours each.
Okay. Well, two out of three.
Three.
That's it. All right.
So
now,
I'm sorry. I did not hear.
That's who. Spanish programming. One person.
One person?
Yes,
yeah,
so
that?
Far. V.
Okay.
All right. Next.
Wesley, you don't want any of the task forces.
No.
Well, it's not.
I think that's it.
Okay, now.
Oh, Chair, actually, let's make it clear. I want to be on the Spanish one and on the archives.
I want to be clear with that. So we want to make sure the secretary is clear with that, okay? And to make things simple, those of you who are currently present, when you get home or tomorrow, send an email to the LSB reminding the secretary and the chair which committees you have volunteered for. So we'll have a confirmation from you. Okay? Can we do that? Appreciate it. All right. Next up. Okay, next up, I want to deal with ARDC conference, and then I want to set a fundraising committee meeting. So y'all can get that. I just asked y'all to reconfirm this over email.
It's 10, by the way. I don't know if we've extended.
I do entertain a motion for an extension of time. We have other business. Do you extend the time? 15 minutes.
Press an extension for 10 minutes.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
What exactly are the two next items that we're talking about? What is the ARDC conference?
The ARDC, that's exactly what it is. That's why we want to talk about it. ARDC conference, set the fundraising committee. And
motion to rescind
banning a weekend meeting. So I think we can do all that in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I hope. Okay. All right. Any objections to 10 minutes? All right. Now we'll go to the ARDC conference, which he's been trying to talk about for 2 months. I didn't put it on the agenda last month.
So are we going out of order then?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Tim.
Okay, in the paragraph, we've distributed the report of the committee, and in the fourth paragraph it says the committee was unanimous in its support of such a conference and holding it at the Communication Workers of America, CWA Union Hall, on Saturday, June 4th, 2016. The CWA has reserved this day, not evening, for us, for a fee of $500 instead of the normal fee of $3,000 to $4,000. The name of the conference is either going to be Diversity at KPFT, Past, Present, and Future, or from the one member of the committee who did not like that, and I'm okay with the... Her choice was KPFT and Diversity, Past, Present, and Future. And this whole report up to item number 12 spells out some of the details of the report. We have a very active committee, well populated, and actually when I get out of here in a few minutes, I'll be talking with Deloitte Parker, who is
indicated that if he's in the country, he will participate in the report. I don't know if he will be in the country. Gene Dember is a longtime, what is the word I'm looking for?
Antagonist.
Well, she is. She can be that, but she's a...
I say that with affection.
Okay. There's an elder in the community who has graced us with her participation at our last meeting. So I suspect we're going to have many more people on this committee than were on the tennis committee. I think we will probably bring in a lot more than the $500 I'm requesting from this body tonight. But I want to give the money to the union so that the reservation is firm. And then when we raise the money, we'll be able to let the committee know. So that's all I'm asking for right now is the seed money of $500 to secure our reservation for the CWA hall for this event on June the 4th.
Any questions? I go around the table. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm wondering why you think that it's necessary. I mean, how do you anticipate gathering enough people to warrant a 500-person hall?
Robin Lewis has provided me with a list of all the different organizations that are affiliated with KPFT, nonprofit organizations that goes on page after page after page. We've got nominal support from the League of Women Voters. We've got support from the CWA. And so we are hopeful and expecting that we're not going to come up with a report that comes out of a small segment of the community on how we have, how we are, and how we might in the future effectively program and address the issue of diversity.
Why don't you share with them, and I'll get you, the individuals or entities that have committed, Black Larry and...
Potential keynote speakers, but whether they're keynoters or whether they are going to be facilitators, include Juliette Stepech, who was just named to be the mayor's
education chair.
Czar. Larry Payne, who has hosted a program on KPFT for many years and has indicated to me that he would like to come back. Deloitte Parker, I'm skipping some names, I'm sure. Obadike Kamau is a possibility. Dwayne Lark. Jolanda Jones from the school board. And certainly I want this body to be as engaged in this thing, because the goal is 300 to 400 people in attendance. And I also got a quote from Pat Greer today, who I'll put her quote before the committee tomorrow night. There may be other quotes we'll receive before we decide who will serve lunch.
Okay, Adrian.
I think it's time.
Yeah. I think it's not fast, but I need to ask a question.
Go ahead.
I don't understand how this will be organized. I understand that will be a conference. You mentioned a lot of names. I don't understand how the dynamic...
Very easy. Simple. There'll be, assuming the committee... This is what's before the committee. There will be a opening speaker. Actually, I'm hoping it will be Sylvester Turner, but I haven't approached him yet. Okay. Or one of his aides like Juliette Stepech. And then a panel of 8 people who will each speak for about 5 to 7 minutes to talk about the overall theme of the conference. Then it will go to breakout groups. There will be people seated in round tables with facilitators, and they will address the issue of diversity at KPFT, past, present, and future. Each one of those breakout groups will report back to that opening panel and to the whole room, and everybody will hear the ideas that came from each one of the breakout groups. and then we will try to process it down to a report that gets the essence of what the people in the room are saying.
Does that get to your question?
No.
Go ahead.
I understand that part, but I don't understand how that will bring the money to KPSC.
We charge admission to participate in the event.
How much? Admission. Okay.
Let me help you out a little bit. You could, I had the same questions with him 2 or 3 months ago. He wanted to bring this to y'all last month, but our place was too full. This is an outreach thing. This is an opportunity to bring folk who've been through KPFT before back in and bring some new folk in, have a discussion, have an open discussion. So in some ways, I haven't asked them, but in some ways it's a town hall meeting slash strategic idea meeting for KPFT in some ways. So the $500, I believe, is inconsequential in that if he gets 100 people, he has a track record of the last 2 or 3 years of raising $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. So I think if we get behind it, I don't think we'll go in a hole, but I think it will serve as an outreach for KPFT to at least reach out and touch some folk. Because some of these people he's talking about, I know personally, are disaffected. They were burned, and so this is an opportunity to try to get them back in and see what ideas they have to try to move forward. At least that's the way I'm seeing it.
Yeah. That will be like a committee that will make all those decisions.
In the end, when that report is forwarded, it's almost like a strategic plan. What we do with it and what management do with it and what the board does with it is up to us.
To put it together.
Their job is to put the report together.
ARBC.
Yeah.
And I give him, we haven't acknowledged Ted when we reconfigured this committee, which was undone. He's populated all his own work. I was at a first meeting, 22 people. I don't know how many of them now because I've kind of fallen off. But we need to kind of get behind it, and I kind of want to use it as that requirement we have for a town hall meeting because we didn't do more than 25 people at the last one. So, anyway, y'all have to vote on this. And I do want... Go ahead, Suzanne.
Okay, I just wanted to say that we did that once, Ted, remember? And we had quite a bit of people show up. It was one of the council meetings.
Well, it was more wants, needs, and concerns. So
no
this
fees
is more targeted.
No, no registration
but it was pretty much no fees.
Right. Yes. So that's the challenge.
We need to watch the Union Hall.
Okay. A motion to extend? 10 minutes. Any objections?
I have an objection. I need to leave.
Go ahead. Okay. If you just give me
George
five Clark more. Go ahead, George. Give me five more and we'll get through.
But you're not objecting to everybody else.
Okay.
George.
let me say that 500 people sounds really extreme.
If we do
I didn't
two,
say that.
I'm okay
I said
with
two
you.
To three. Two to three.
$500, I think, is what you heard.
And the $500 is coming out of the money appropriated
what we allot.
OSB, which is about half of our total appropriations.
Well, actually, our appropriations was supposed to be $2,000 on the line this year. Now, again, we didn't agree to a budget, didn't come before you, but that's what it was supposed to be.
And is that going to be the only means of paying that back is charging admission to this? Seems like a really bad idea.
Go ahead and answer that question, because I heard them talking about sponsorships of some type.
Yeah, you know, I'm open to every idea possible to raise money to defray the cost of the event, whether it's individuals sponsoring it and giving us seed money or to put their name on the event or what have you.
Like your little group who paid that money for our flyer. Maybe you can get some more money on them.
Like, I don't know. I don't
want
to approach Rotary. But
I don't want to approach Rotary. But other groups, I wouldn't have a problem asking them if they would donate 100 if they become underwriters. So we'll get the 500 back. I'll try to make that happen.
Well,
okay.
All of us.
That sounds like a much more sensible plan than
okay.
charge individuals to come to a discussion about us.
Yes, yes, yes,
point
yes.
Point of information.
Yes, ma'am.
Will there be some of this live broadcast?
Probably not.
Or at least some.
Have them on tape.
Come to the committee meeting.
Right.
And we'll talk
we
about
can't
that.
Hash all this out
it's
here.
It's not.
But in the end, what I want you to do is to vote it up or down. So, yes, ma'am.
I have some concerns. I mean, I think the HPJC has done some marvelous conferences. The environmental racism one that they did at TSU was great. And they did another one that I think was environmental at U of H, and then they did an economic one. And I think at one of those, you and I gave a presentation on our KPFT, Ted. I just think it's, if you make it too narrow, that you really narrow the number of people that will come. And we did something with some money, and it was at a church very near the station, and we provided a meal, and we got it through a grant. And we again, we approached groups, and I would say we had
70 people.
More like 70 people.
Was that on a Saturday?
Yeah, I think it was on a Saturday.
I'm just trying to figure out if I can. But I had the same concerns you had. But again, when you come from development, she comes from outreach, we want folks to embrace what we're trying to do. And if we've got 17 or 20 people ready to do it, I don't think we ought to put any water on it.
I mean, how many, do you have commitments from these groups to say, we're going to send 5 people? Because I've seen us organize too many events with an understanding, well, you know, we expect you on the board to arrive, and we're all sitting there contemplating our navels. I mean, it's like...
But Teresa, in many ways, you've done programs. The only thing you can do is set the table. You can't guarantee people going to come to eat. Our job is to set the table. That's just my attitude. If we set the table, we've done what we're supposed to do as a conduit, as a facilitator, as a community, whatever. So,
Brother? Well, just as a way, I got my calculator out, and I divided $500 by 24 people. If each of us just put in $21, that would cover the entire cost. And I think I'd rather do that ask anyone to pay admission. Now, if we can, that would get more people to come.
Donations.
And if there's other people that raise money in it through sponsorship and things like that, that's great. I would like to get as many people there and not have an admission.
He's buying in.
And I think we should all just put up $21.
I second that.
Well, I would say this. We can always reimburse.
Not
but what we need is an approval now, and all these other things can come later. So if I commit 21, you commit 21, the 500 is going to be replaced.
Nobody forced.
Okay?
Nobody forced.
So having said that, are you prepared to vote?
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to see the hands of those in favor of the proposal. Please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Those opposed?
Abstain.
No
such thing. Let's just say, let's record the vote. Let's record the vote. And so, you want on record opposing?
If you won't let me abstain.
Well, it will show that we had a certain number of members, and 5 of them didn't vote. Okay. Now, do we have the recorded vote?
It passed.
I don't know what Teresa's vote is.
I don't think it matters. As long as you don't
pass. Pass or fail, it passed.
We generally record votes.
For what reason?
Okay,
for the reason of the record.
14-4.
All right, thank you. Now, all right, we're going to let y'all go. I'm going to go.
Thank you.
Unfinished business will be next month. We'll deal with setting the fundraising committee, which is putting me off. But the retreat y'all talking about is up against the orientation we want to do with the 24 members. I think the orientation is paramount. Sometime in the next 4 to 6 weeks, we set aside a date, a time, and meet someplace and have an agenda that we can get on the same page maybe and set some priorities for the LSB, give the new members, recurring members, an idea of what the LSB should be doing, what it could be doing, what the possibilities are. Is anyone in objection to having an orientation in the next 6 weeks? I need to see a hand. If you, because I don't want to plan it. Bill and others, I've asked to help plan it. I don't want to spend the time if you're not going to show up.
Yes. I would like to say it cannot happen on the weekend of March 19th.
Okay. As a matter of fact, I had a couple of dates. Thank you. 26th, 27th March. Y'all mull over that. I don't expect you to commit to that, but look on your calendars and see if the 26th or the 27th of March worked for you. And before we leave, I wanted to ask George, since this national strategic plan.
Mr. Chair, the 27th is Easter. I don't
Oh, well.
That's out.
Okay. So that puts us in April then, right? So first week in April. Because otherwise, they don't need to do it. If we're going to be up against another election in about 4 or 5 months.
Point of information.
Yes.
I was off the board. Didn't they have some kind of resolution that couldn't have a meeting on the...
That's the last item I got on the agenda here. Motion to rescind banning of weekend meetings. And the rationale
call
is... Call the question.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I basically want to put this decision off. There's too much going on around this. It's too late.
Second.
I move to adjourn.
So you're putting off the orientation. You're putting off the
programming committee.
You're putting off the motion to rescind. Which one are you putting off? Are you putting off everything?
I'm moving to adjourn.
Well, we have the motion.
We have motions
to
cannot adjourn.
The motion
needs
to be voted on.
No, it doesn't. No, we extended. And the motion to adjourn does have to be voted on. So those of you in favor of adjourning, let me see your hands. One, two.
Oh, to adjourn?
Yes.
To adjourn one, now?
Yes. Instead of taking care of the last business, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those opposed?
Take care of business.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, motion fails. Now, I'm not gonna keep you, but I do think it's important for you to deal and expedite this motion of Saturday business. Now, if you can't show up, don't show up. If it conflicts, but you shouldn't stop 4 or 5 other people from doing the work.
So don't.
Okay, go ahead.
Can we modify it a little bit?
Okay, go ahead.
Why don't we allow every committee, the committee members agree, and if they agree, the majority of that committee agrees that the meeting during weekends. I mean,
give an explanation. Just make common sense. Yes,
ma'am. Make common sense.
Common sense is all I'm trying to do here. Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know. We're doing two things at once.
Nope.
Moving to rescind.
We're moving to rescind. That's all we're dealing with right now.
That requires 2/3.
Process. You know, I was actually reading somewhere. Moving to rescind has to be done by like the.
This is not. It's on the agenda.
Yes.
Right, but
it is enough.
But does the motion not have to be brought by someone that's part of the majority?
It says it has to be noticed, sir. That's the only requirement, that a motion must be noticed. You can't nuance it. It's pretty clear. It needs to be noticed. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I thought that something that, well, maybe it was on the flash drive, said that a motion to rescind must be brought forward by someone who voted for the motion in the first place.
No.
Well, that's impossible because the action was taken two previous boards, so that couldn't apply. It would just be irrational to apply
it. We use it when we talk about the evaluation.
Right, that happens the next meeting. Someone can do that.
Put the motion in front.
I know. I think it was on the flash drive you gave us. I'm not sure. I read it somewhere.
Yes, Ted.
I move the previous question, and assuming there is no further, there's further. Does anybody else want to talk about this?
This is a motion to rescind that we won't have meetings on weekends.
Right.
Yes.
I would like to discuss it.
Go right ahead.
I'm sorry, but this is like opening Pandora's box. Some people here are really, really enthused about meetings. I think you just really, we need to be careful about how many meetings we open ourselves up to. I mean, I don't know what you have plans for, but like...
meetings.
You're talking about our board meetings?
No.
On,
well, it's not me. It's the fact that if a committee chair says there are 15 meetings on Wednesday night, there are 30 meetings, all the PMBs, so it's loaded. I mean, you need to have an alternative. It's just common sense to me.
Well, I'd like to say this, then. I mean, across the foundation, most of the local station board meetings are having the same meetings on the same nights as we have. Okay, so
that's the problem.
We're not stopping a committee meeting on a Saturday if people agree to
it. The way it was read, It does. So that's why I want to rescind it. The way it's written, it just says stop meeting. If you can't have a meeting, period. It doesn't say LSB. It doesn't say governance. It doesn't say... So if you can't attend a meeting, don't attend it. But don't stop the progress of those who have the time to do so.
I still have an issue here because there are people, for example, that want to have meetings on Friday nights, okay? And obviously, I've been outvoted on several committees. I do like to spend some time with my husband. But you don't have that problem, Nancy, so you don't have that problem, you know?
But see, I'd rather for us not to deal with conspiracies and not deal with what possibilities are. Let's deal with the reality. And if the reality is five people can meet on Saturday or Sunday and two of the committee can't, let's let them move forward and deal with the issues in the general meeting if we have issues with what they report out.
I understand, but the part of the issue is that we have created so many committees and we've created more rather than less that it actually, it's kind of a competition to see if you can wear somebody out.
No, it's a competition to try to fit people with their interests. What too often we want to do is, because you're over governance or you're over development, you want that person, you want people to populate your committee. They may not have an interest in it. So that's why it's not populated.
Is it in order for me to call a question?
Yes. It is. Very much in order. And this requires a majority vote because it was previously noticed.
Let's see what the vote is, and then you can appeal the decision.
Are those in favor of the motion to rescind the banning of weekend meetings? Yes.
You need two-thirds first to call the question.
Yeah.
No. Oh, my God.
Well, that's a sign.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
All right. Okay.
Call the question vote.
Call the question. Those in favor.
Call the question.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 9. I want to repeat that because I'm not sure you know what's going on. We're rescinding the ban. We're voting to call the question on rescinding a ban that exists of no committee meetings.
We've got enough stuff to deal with, so we should just deal with it.
Okay. Those in favor of calling the question, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I got it right? Those opposed? Motion carries. All right, now, the question is, those in favor of removing the ban, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Motion carries.
As for those opposed.
Oh, you want to call for the opposition.
Those opposed?
Motion carries.
All right. I'm going to relinquish, and I'm not going to try to move forward with the other items. I know y'all want to go home, so let's just go ahead and agree to adjourn.
Second.
No objection.
But
hey, I wanted two more out of y'all. Okay. I wanted to get to your strategic plan thing, so that I know it's dear to you, so I wanted to kind of use the local LSB's weight for you to still, you can be appointed as chair of that committee from the PNB, and you still can move that if you still want to move. And we can use the local resources to try to do what you're doing nationally. I want to get the one off the shelf we got here locally.
Let's talk.
Okay.
Programming. And what I need to probably talk about, what we're doing, and what we're doing.